Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sulphur Springs Mayor Pro Tem Emily Glass. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I feel Christmas kind of creeping in here.
Oh yes, slowly but surely.
It's really out there on the horizon now. And one event that comes up in Sulphur Springs before Christmas, but it's leading us into more of a discussion about some Christmas activities. Something called Fly Your Flag that you all have done for several years.
Yes, I have been very fortunate to be involved with this for several years now as an alumni of A&M Commerce. Mm-hmm. And actually, Fly Your Flag is an event hosted by the Hopkins County Healthcare Foundation. All of the money received stays in Hopkins County. So even though our hospital is affiliated with Christus, Everything that is purchased through the Healthcare Foundation is owned by the Healthcare Foundation. And this year, the event is going to take place on November 20th.
That's tomorrow.
And so alumni from all sorts of universities, Baylor, A&M, College Station, UT, OU, everywhere, they're going to call in and they're going to buy an envelope, if you will. So some envelopes are worth $20, some are worth $50, and they're going to put your school sticker on it. And then at the end of the day, the school that has raised the most money, their flag is going to fly during the week of our Christmas parade. By the courthouse, which is really special and really fun to get to go take pictures of your school's flag.
So this is a fundraising thing.
It's a fundraiser, yes,
and,
sir.
And the school gets basically the most votes or the most contributions.
Yes.
Has their flag flown, and I understand we've done quite well for some time now.
Yes, we've won the past 5 of the 7 years, and I think, in my humble opinion, that's kind of why they've revamped what they're doing this year. So there will actually be 3 universities who are going to win some type of prize. So, you know, one who receives the most envelopes, whether that envelope is worth $5 or $50, and you know, the most money raised. And then the really cool thing that I do think that they're doing really special this year is that if all, there are 200 envelopes in total, and if all of the envelopes are purchased, then each of the top 3 schools will receive a $1,000 scholarship. So I do love that.
I see. So they're, but they have to change the rules.
Oh yeah, because A&M Commerce dominates.
Let the other schools compete. Well, that's I guess that's good to know. And then so the flag is flying the week of the big Lions Club parade, which kind of kicks off the Christmas season. You have a parade Friday, December 7th.
December 7th at 7 p.m. And it's absolutely beautiful. My kids love it because they're lighted floats. And so it's very special to see all of the different floats just glowing in the evening. And then the parade actually concludes with Santa Claus. So he makes an appearance at our parade, which is very special as well. But there are so many things that are going to be going on that night. We always have the Snow Tigers downtown on Celebration Plaza as well for people to come see.
Snow Tigers?
Snow Tigers. They're beautiful, beautiful white tigers.
Oh.
And so we, all the restaurants participate. Most of them will stay open very late that night and have hot cocoa and cookies and different special events like that.
That should be very special.
Oh, yes. We're looking forward to that.
Friday night, December 7th. Well, we're talking with Emily Glass, Mayor of Sulphur, or Mayor Pro Tem of Sulphur Springs, former mayor of Sulphur Springs. I want to touch on a couple of other things. We have Christmas in the Park also. That's November 24th. What's that, 24th?
24th.
And December 1st, that's at Heritage Park. You all, very quickly, United Way, Hopkins County, United Way, hit its goal.
Yes, we did hit our goal, which was fantastic. The goal was $165,000 this year. And this, it's really kind of easy, I feel like, as someone who donates to United Way, because you're helping to benefit 19 different organizations with one donation. So it's wonderful that they hit that goal. They exceeded that goal. And just kind of as an example, Community Chest, Hopkins County Community Chest received $68,000. So that just goes to show the need within Hopkins County.
Yeah, $165,000 was the goal.
Yes.
And you exceeded that.
We did.
Yeah. Something we've talked about before, Pacific Park.
Yes.
On the northeast side of Sulphur Springs. You're trying to make some improvements there, and you recently had a meeting with people in Sulphur Springs about what they want to do with that park.
It was a phenomenal meeting. We had the whole day set aside where people could make an appointment time, schedule an appointment time if they wanted to. They could just drop by if that was easier for their schedule. We wanted to hear what people who utilize the park want in that park, what they feel like is missing, what they feel like the city could do better in serving that area. And it was wonderful to kind of hear their thoughts and to now see those thoughts start turning into action. And so the Gray's building is the building on site that is often used for family reunions. And so that building is going to just grow enormously so that it's able to hold more functions there. It's able to really service, you know, the needs of the community of Pacific Park.
When you say grow, so it will be, there'll be an expansion of that building.
A large expansion of that building.
Is that an older building?
It is an older building. And it's really, when I went in, I mean, it's not falling down by any means, but definitely improvements were needed.
In need of some tender loving care.
Especially in the kitchen, and that's what excites me as someone who loves to cook. You know, we're talking about putting professional grade equipment into the new Gray's building, which will be very amazing and very helpful, useful for those family reunions and other events like that. They want some open area. They want some green space where they can host concerts and they can have different praise and worship bands come out and have the space and the room for that, which I loved. And also something that kind of just caught my ear, whenever we were talking in these meetings, they wanted multiple kind of playground areas for young children that where you have, you know, for the 2 and 3 year olds, and then another area for the older kids that with equipment that they're going to enjoy a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like busy times in Sulphur Springs, as always. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks for having me.
Emily Glass, the Sulphur Springs Mayor Pro Tem. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETA.